Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, 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 ladies and gentlemen, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, RTR, Truth Media Reloaded. Tonight, what I'm going to be sharing with you guys, I had a very rewarding conversation with Dunagan Kaiser of Reluctant Preppers. He has his own show, the Reluctant Preppers show, and they primarily broadcast content via YouTube, like many other very popular channels. I've been watching he and his wife now for some time, and it was, you know, it was nice to be contacted by them. Apparently they had some of their listeners that wanted to hear my thoughts on property rights and, you know, a little bit of the background of why we were fighting so hard in the Western states for folks like the Bundys and the Hammonds, and what property rights, who we are, and that kind of stuff. So I want to share that with you tonight. So Dunagan Kaiser of Reluctant Preppers and myself. Go ahead and roll that clip, Mike.
Does your family ever get exasperated with you for stockpiling such things as paper towels, bottled water, or toilet tissue? Well, they certainly can't object to you stockpiling money. Silver, the only money recognized by the U.S. Constitution, and your first 10-ounce bar of pure silver can be had at spot price with no premium by going to sdbullion.com/RP. And when you buy it that way, you'll be supporting Reluctant Preppers as well by going to sdbullion.com/RP. Thanks.
This is a quick update to thank you for building our number of patrons to 76 and growing on patreon.com/reluctantpreppers.
Soon, when we reach 100 active patrons, we're going to start sending out a 1-ounce U.S. Silver Eagle each and every month to one active subscriber, so you don't want to miss out on that.
Please help us grow by subscribing today at patreon.com/reluctantpreppers.
As a responsible person with growing concerns for your privacy and personal liberty, you want to know where we're headed and what you can do about it. We ask the experts what you need to do to take prudent and responsible action to safeguard your family's wealth and well-being, and what basic first steps will help you to be aware and prepared. ReluctantPreppers.com.
Welcome back, Reluctant Preppers. We have a first-time guest visiting us tonight. He was, in fact, recommended by one of our subscribers. He's here with us. His name is Tom Lacovera Stewart. He is the radio host of Resurrect the Republic at RTRTruthMedia.com. Tom, thank you for joining us this first time on Reluctant Preppers.
My pleasure. I've been catching your material, especially as related to Lyme, for quite some time. Much respect.
You've got quite a extended following and a very devoted audience there, talking about the constitutionality or lack thereof in our government and sovereign rights of the individual and what has happened to our properly organically installed constitution that we originally started under, and the changes that have been imposed without the knowledge or understanding of the general populace, and what we need to do about educating ourselves and reclaiming our sovereignty. Tonight, if we wonder if you could take us down the path of, does the government own the land under your feet? The reason we ask this question is we have often had specialists on our show, such as Joel Salatin, who's one of the co-founders of Polyface Farms in the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia, talking about homesteading and self-sufficiency and self-reliance, people who are very interested in making sure that they understand what the risk factors are that could take away their access that we all are used to. We're accustomed to very easy access to grocery stores and food from many places, the things that we need of life. But one way that people do that is through gardening or farming, that sort of thing. And they're concerned that do we really have the sovereign rights of over our own homestead, over our own land, or what are the potential risks we need to be aware of, even from official sources, as we prepare for a life of more self-sufficiency? So could you talk to us about what the factors are that affect the reality of, does the government own the land under our feet?
Well, here's it's not as easy of a question to say yes or no, right? So we have to understand first the history behind what's happened to us as a sovereign people. Now, we created the government, and we, by creation of that government, a lawful government, not a totalitarian regime or anything else, but we cannot grant the government any more power or authority than we ourselves retain. Now, that being said, much of this has changed, and where it changed, the argument that we make is that the changes were made unlawfully, but they were made. You know, Benjamin Franklin said, you know, we brought you a republic if you can keep it. Mm-hmm. Many other founders also said that it would require a well-informed and moral people to maintain it. And that also, one of the other more famous quotes is that, you know, the hardest thing to maintain it against would be treason or tyranny from within.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had a lot of treason and tyranny from within. And in 1812, let's just do a real quick historical rundown to be able to answer that question. We have to understand who we are and where we came from, right? So the War of 1812 was a pretty hazardous affair. Right around that time, you had the passage of, and I assure you it was ratified, was the original 13th Amendment, which was called the Tona Amendment. Now, many people have gotten a hold of this, and they said it's the anti-lawyer amendment. I don't make that argument like that. I would say it's the anti-shyster, anti-corruption, anti-graft amendment. But the original 13th Amendment, what it was supposed to do is supposed to prevent foreign associations and gifts from thereof in order to prevent government from becoming corrupted. And this is what people really don't understand. In the body of the Constitution, this is also mentioned. Titles of nobility is what some people call it, but it's a lot deeper than that. In the Constitution, where it mentions the title of nobility, it wasn't quite strong enough. It didn't give teeth to be able to really prevent what was made mention of. Now, under Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8 of the U.S. Constitution, it says, "No title of nobility shall be granted by the United States, and no person holding any office or profit or trust under them shall, without the consent of Congress, accept any present emolument, office, or title of any kind whatsoever from any king, prince, or foreign state." Well, we are and have been for a very long time infected by foreign actors that have become members of government. We have dual citizens, for instance. Now, have you ever heard that maxim that you can't serve two masters? Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. So, but it doesn't really give a penalty provision. It didn't really go any further. So in 1812, they created the original 13th Amendment, and it gave it quite a bit more teeth. So Article 13 says, "If any citizen of the United States shall accept, claim, receive, or retain any title of nobility or honor, or shall, without the consent of Congress, accept and retain any present pension, office, or emolument of any kind whatever from any emperor, king, prince, or foreign power, such person shall cease to be a citizen of the United States and shall be incapable of holding any office or trust or profit or either of them." So basically, all Article 13 did was it added a punishment provision to what was already in the Constitution under Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8. So then, you know, the British came in marching through Washington, D.C., burnt down the White House, burnt down the National Archives, where we kept all our records, and that went on for a little while, and this was kind of forgotten about. You know, we had a team, along with David Dodge and many other people, we had our own personal team. My wife herself went into several places, one of which was the Sam Houston, it's a Texas State Library, Sam Houston Research Center in Liberty, Texas. And sitting in there is the ratified copy of the original 13th Amendment. So anyway, I don't want to get hung up. I'm not going to get hung up too long on the 13th Amendment, but to say there is a progression of subversion that took place. So anyway, if you get an idea, it would have prevented also the takeover of our judicial system by legal societies. Now, there's a lot of debate that people call the Bar Association, the Brit Accreditation Registry, and all of this other business. And all of that is, in my opinion, is just subterfuge. And not that it's all rooted in disinformation, but it's focusing on the wrong thing, takes people down the wrong path. What it prevents is a foreign corporation, association, society, from being able to put a stranglehold on any office. So basically, if you do that, you can't hold office, you lose your citizenship. You couldn't be a judge, you couldn't be a congressman, you couldn't be anything. So the Bar Association and then the American Lawyers Guild, which was directly attached to the Communist Party USA later on, got a stranglehold of our judicial system. And our founders saw this coming. They kind of warned us in different quotes and different things that we've seen over the years, through our research. But they warned us about this. So this is what's kind of controlled the court system and controlled much of what we see going on in the judicial system. So we wonder why the judge, Bar Association member, the prosecutor, Bar Association member, and your attorney, who, by the way, if you have an issue with any friend of the society, if you're in opposition of any friend of their society, their first and primary obligation first is to the court and then to their society, and then, by the way, to the public, and then, after all that's done, to you. And we wonder why the legal system is sick. It's not – we all know something's inherently wrong, right? So there you go. So – then we move forward into history. You have the Act of 1871 that created the Civil War. Let's go to the Civil War. 1861, the Republic ceased to be the Republic that it was under the Constitution because you had 11 states that walked out. Now, whether or not we agree with those states, disagree with those states, all of that doesn't matter. That's not where I'm going with this. Where I'm going with this is that when they walked out, no treaty of peace was ever signed. They were basically brought back under a different creation than what was made by our founders. Their entire state governments were replaced with essentially martial law replacements. Which even still, let's say for one moment, and I'm not a defender of the North or the South in this. So this is not a political issue for me. This is strictly an analytical issue for me. So in 1861, they walked out. But then they tried to reconfigure what really needed a treaty of peace, and they needed to come back and redo things. But they never really did that. But let's just say call that all valid. Then you have in 1868 the passage of the this was done at bayonet point. In 1868, 11 states delegates were forced out of the ratification process of the 14th Amendment at gunpoint, bayonet point. Some states even had and this is the states that had been replaced. All of the Southern representatives had been replaced with carpetbaggers. In some of those states would not pass once they realized what the 14th Amendment was really about. They wouldn't ratify it. So two of those senators in one state, they went and actually physically kidnapped them and forced them to meet to sit in the quorum. The president at the time, Andrew Johnson, which was one of the three presidents that have been impeached and unsuccessfully, he gave two different veto addresses on the 14th Amendment. He said, and I quote, "This will make the law itself unlawful." The second statement he made in his second veto address was, "This will also create a de facto government. What did he mean by de facto? It's a replacement. It's a puppet replacement government or jurisdiction. Now, so some people say, oh, it's crazy. That's conspiracy theory. No, it's everything is jurisdiction, even your property ownership. So this is where your question was rooted in. So this is why it's relevant. So the 14th Amendment not only violates the Supremacy Clause, Article 6, Paragraph 2, and this is the supreme law of land, to create a different citizen subject to a different jurisdiction and a different form of government and replace it with the one the Constitution created. Now, so when people get caught up in the citizen, capital C, lower C, this is what it's about. It's about jurisdiction. Prior to the 14th Amendment, your country was not the United States. The United States was your union. It's like a trade union or, you know, compact union. Your country was your state, and you retained sovereignty that created your state government, empowered your state government, and then all of the states empowered the federal government. What the 14th Amendment did was it took everything and flipped it upside down. Now the federal government became the most powerful, and this basically essentially created what they refer to now as the democracy. Okay, which is not how we were intended. There are some people that call the 14th Amendment the Red Amendment. There are some people that call it the Communist Amendment. But what it certainly did was it brought us – it created a jurisdiction that that basically created a United States citizen rather than a state citizen. So what does that say? It's the elimination of the separation of powers and the putting in the hands of a small group or a small group of individuals from a very distant portion of the country, enormous powers that the people themselves didn't retain. Well, that's what we fought Great Britain to get away from. And this is why a lot of people, there was opposition to the 14th Amendment. So, this citizenship is a real problem because what people like Cliven and Ammon Bundy and Ryan Bundy were arguing was Article 1. Their argument was, first one, consent to contract. And Article 1, Clause 8, what was it? Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, that basically it lays out what the government can do and what it can own. Now, under the Constitution, the original Constitution, the law of the land, it's rather clear that the federal government, which is the 10-mile square, and this is, by the way, this will make sense to everybody. This is not difficult to understand. The reason that Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 says that basically the federal government can own land for certain reasons, which is ports, dockyards, and other needful buildings. I think that in modern-day society, we can also, a prison or a military base, runways, that. Yeah, that's other needful buildings. We can go along with that. What it doesn't empower is it doesn't empower national wildlife refuges, huge swaths of land in the western states that the federal government can just lock down on. They had to change your relationship in law with the federal government to be able to pull all that nonsense off. And they believe, because, you know, and this is like Stalin, who used many non-Marxists. What Stalin said was many people that will install Marxist communism, Marxist-Leninism, will not be Marxist themselves. They will be mere useful idiots. So they had to do a deliberate dumbing down of the people to make the people forget not only who they were, but where their rights actually derive from. Let me tell you how it's gonna work, kids. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs, we're gonna redistribute when we make our pay tax. Hey, sit the down, don't be a jerk.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Mother of the moon, which filled my sails, closed the sea of tears. With no provisions, but in all faces, all the straits of fear.
From, in my interpretation, God. These are God-given, unalienable, unalienable, irrevocable rights that come. This is why the American Republic was purported to be founded, to break away from the divine right of kings. And what we've done is now we've installed a puppet regime of a whole bunch of little kings, and foreign powers now rule us. Foreign money now rules us. Now the 14th Amendment empowers many things. It empowers federal agencies, jurisdictions everywhere out in the states. I was going through the Reagan. There was recently a release with Muckrock, the Reagan files, the declassified records of the state, and I'm reading about how these FBI offices are popping up, and they started communicating with the governor's office. They weren't even there. There's all this is a whole new jurisdiction for us. Now the jurisdiction was laid out in the 14th Amendment. It just took them a little while, and what they did was a frog in the pot thing. Here's an office over here, and then we're going to put an office over there, and then we're going to put an office over there, and before long you have fusion centers. You see, so when it comes to property rights. This is relative. If you know who you are, there is a way to argue this in court. This goes down a level that I'll be sharing in the future, but what my wife and I and several other people were trying to figure out a responsible way to share it, because people can abuse the information and the research that's been done very easily. People can use it for all the wrong reasons. So it's first of all, knowing who you are, returning back to or invoking the true law of the land that could not be removed, and your sovereignty. Now, the federal government, of course, they have to contract with you. Now, this is what we do through adhesion and in a million different ways with our state and federal government. Well, Clive and Bundy, he decided that he was, you know, thank you for your services, but no thank you, I'm not going to sign the contract. Well, then they thought they had the right to turn around and revoke his rights. And when you have grazing rights, this is where the liberal media kind of came in and distorted everything. This is not, it's not called grazing privileges.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, rights are rights. They cannot be just willy-nilly taken from someone. It's like property rights or, you know, your right to exist, to defend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So Bundy, he kind of cooperated them with for a while because they were not obtrusive. They weren't, they weren't a threat to him. When it came down to the point, there was a couple levels of the argument that Clive and Bundy was standing on. One was the right to exist. There had been 52 ranchers in Clark County, Nevada, when the federal government started its campaign, and this was a deliberate agenda campaign. They had on the wall of their office, no more new moo in 92, cattle free in 93. This was a environmentalist agenda. These environmentalists had come up from within the government. They're communists, socialists, Fabian socialists, communitarians, and they did the long march through the institutions. I mean, they even told us how they were going to do this, right? They did this long march through the institutions, and they're coming up and popping up. Now you see Project Veritas exposing the democratic socialists that are trying to stymie the executive branch agency. They've been doing that for decades. This is no expose. I mean, I appreciate his work. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking the investigative journalism that's showing people what we've been trying to tell people for a very, very long time. Okay, this is happening everywhere, and this is it's radical, un-American, unconstitutional views that are then enforced at the barrel of a gun in our country. We don't need a foreign army to attack us. People are like, what if Russia attacks us? What if China attacks us? We are under attack right now. We're under attack. We have what was Representative Greg Walden that took to the State House floor in Washington, is the representative from Oregon, who said that he had co-drafted legislation. He's a Republican, co-drafted legislation with the Democrats saying that the BLM had to put up fences around these areas where certain ranchers had their grazing rights. Because, I mean, it would have been to pass a law and then to demand that the ranchers did it wouldn't have been right or fair. And the BLM ends up enforcing laws that don't exist, demanding that the ranchers build defenses. Well, the law has already been passed in the state of Oregon, right? So this representative ends up with the BLM in his office arguing with him what the original intent of the law that he wrote is. And this guy takes to the House floor, and he's looking at the Speaker of the House going, do you understand the frustration? Do you understand? He said, I'm not saying that what Bundy's doing is right, but what did you think was going to happen is basically what he's saying. Because, you know, those folks out here in the western states, they're not pushovers. Once they wake up to something, they're willing to fight to the death.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
This is freedom. This is what has been instilled in these people from the time they were little ones, you know? So this is a real problem for the communists in the federal government, because this is like a big uh-oh moment. They're using these agencies that are armed to the teeth, and then teams of lawyers to try and bring charges and prison sentences and all of this that you have to fight back against. And it is the most un-American thing in American history.
You mentioned earlier this concept of us being dumbed down as a populace to have forgotten and basically been mistaught and untaught our true
who we were
and what our intrinsic rights are. In speaking with a few people in preparation for this interview, I heard more than one of them say, well, after all, you know, that ranching or whatever was being done on federal lands. It was on federal lands. And what we know is what we were told. I mean, most people, that's what they've been told.
They're ignorant to the facts. Now, the state can act as a trustee. Once a state becomes a state, the land is ceded to the state. The only way that the federal government can retain any land is if it purchases it. But it just can't purchase. Say the federal government wanted to purchase 75% of the state, and it had the money to do so. It can't purchase anything but for the erections of forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and other needful buildings. That's what's in that we empower. There was a reason why this section of the Constitution was written the way it was. This is to say, okay, if you need land for these specific limited, because that's what the whole purpose of the Constitution was. It was binding them down, restricting the government to, okay, we're going to empower you to do so much, but no more. Well, there you go. Purchased by the consent of the legislature of the state, it says, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, in which the same shall be for the erection of forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and other needful, not needful large swaths of land, needful buildings, period. No purported good purpose, no environmentalist cause, no turtle, no owl, no mouse, no... And look, I don't believe in unnecessarily harming the environment at all. Okay, when you harm the environment in a manner that is negligent, that's what we have laws to protect. But when you pass an environmental law that says, I just saw a mouse, you can't put a barn there, we've allowed the worship of other objects to get in the way of our Constitution, overthrow our Constitution. So they come for a purported good reason. Oh, the poor little mouse, the poor little spotted owl, and because this pulls at people's heartstrings. Mm-hmm. So it's always for a purported good purpose. And they always use a whole bunch of useful idiots who believe in saving whatever it is, right? And there are industries. What people need to understand is the difference between commerce and private capacity as well. There can be the commercial destruction of an area. That should be prevented under law, right? That's why we have, that's why Congress was empowered to regulate commerce. We don't need the EPA. We don't need – all we need is common sense laws that comport with the Constitution – would all do this. But what they've created beyond that for purported good purposes and reasons, none of these agencies, they're not constitutional at all. National monuments are not constitutional. National forests, I hate to say it, are not constitutional. Now, that does not mean that the state cannot create certain lands or certain areas or certain, but you see, you have accountability closer to the people. That's the whole point of checks and balances, because once you take that power and Washington seizes that power, now in Oregon, what are you going to do? You're going to drive to Washington, D.C. and argue your case? Well, they have federal courts, but you understand what I'm saying. The bureaucrats all the way in D.C., those are the ones that are making the determinations and decisions for you instead of people that are closer to the people. Even police departments, corporate police departments. Without an elected chief, they say, oh, well, the mayor is elected. Yeah, but once you hire a chief, you can't just fire him for no reason. But if he was elected, you could get him out if he did something corrupt. And we've had police departments that have been corrupt for years and years and years that nobody could really do anything about. Why? They're operating on a jurisdiction they were never meant to operate on. They were created under a jurisdiction that they were never meant to operate under. You know, back in before the Civil War, you had marshals and sheriffs. There's a reason for that. You know, they were elected, and they were accountable directly to the population that they operated under.
Yeah, we had the privilege of interviewing Sheriff Mark Vasilishin, who's one of the head of the National Council of Sheriffs from Wood County, Ohio. He made that point very strongly. Is the law enforcement role that is guaranteed or provided for by the U.S. Constitution and directly accountable only to the people, not to the governor, not to the...
And in my opinion, there should be no... I mean, every incorporated town, every corporation, it's a corporate creation, has their own little Gestapo now. And these guys, many of them are good guys. I mean, I have one of my best friends a cop, so I'm not like anti cop. What I am is anti unconstitutional, and they were created, and they were like the Barney Fifes, and you had TV programming, and that's exactly what it is back in the 50s and on that, you know, Andy Griffith. You know, just like it's great. Golly, Andy! You know, and they're always helping people, and then everything's beautiful. You know, if you would have taken that show and put Andy in a SWAT team outfit and kicking in people's doors, people would have been, you know, of course, it would have been a big shock to the senses. So they had to bring this in Frog in the Pot style. And now American cops, like soldiers, they think, oh, well, we're here to serve and protect you. Well, the Supreme Court's already determined that corporate law enforcement have no duty nor obligation to protect you. This is a Supreme Court decision. So they have no duty or obligation to protect you because they're not working for you. They're working for the corporation to enforce the codes, statutes, and laws. So where is the disconnect in that with serve and protect on the side of a car? Now, a lot of cops will protect someone. They will intrinsically, because that's our human nature. So they're constantly inserting their humanity into their jobs to do these things, but they're not required to do those things. They're not obligated to do those things. And that is not why they exist in that role, in that capacity. And this is why they took the fusion of humanity into an absolute criminal enterprise, and they fused it together, and they brought it on slowly. And now we are seeing the emergence of what is called community-oriented policing. And community-oriented policing is the communist model. You can go to the Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. I've had Charlotte Iserbeet. We've talked about this. It's the Sovietization of American law enforcement. And it's not just law enforcement. I just had an email exchange with Mike the Cop from YouTube. And when I tried telling him, look, because he did this ridiculous hit piece on sovereign citizens, and basically what Brian Young and other people from like High Impact Flicks and myself are saying to Mike the Cop is that, no, you are acting like the sovereign citizen because you are operating under a jurisdiction that is supreme over people who actually empowered you. If your authority derives from the people, buddy, and you're walking around with a gun on your hip every day and I can't, you have been given a title of nobility. And under the Constitution, you can't be given special rights or privileges. And especially, you know, if you want to, let's argue 14th Amendment equal protection, if you want to use their bastard counterfeit law. Well, where is the equal protection? So it's clearly a title of nobility, either under their Constitution or the mirrored Constitution that they use under the 14th Amendment. So either way, this is where the disconnect is. And this is why you see a lot of sheriff's departments now that have been they've been purchased by federal grants and money. That's, by the way, that's another thing. Washington, D.C. is foreign unto the state. So when Washington, D.C. gives an agency, like, say, a sheriff's department or police department, gives an agency equipment, money, whatever, you now have what is essentially should be considered a crime. Because how is there a separation in powers? How is there checks and balances if interdepartmentally they're being purchased with money? They're being given gifts.
Right, you're pointing back to that original prohibition of foreign powers of any kind,
right,
giving gifts,
right.
And here you're saying the state, yeah, like this, an individual state in the U.S. Is a state unto itself.
It's a nation, yeah.
Yep, and so any gifts from outside of that into it would come with undue influence attached, right?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
Can you bring us back to the individual family, the individual homeowner, the person who wants to have their self-sufficient farm, and maybe steer us into some remedies that people have. What can or must people do to reduce their risk of losing the ability to use, you know, to exercise their intrinsic rights to use their own land?
Well, I teach the history of it. I leave this other part of it more up to my wife, to be quite honest with you, because I can tend to give people too much information, and that sometimes can be a bigger danger. We have many people, some of them well-meaning, some of them not, who have used different objectives or tactics to not just secure for them their rights, but to also assail and assault and try and take money from people that they shouldn't. So I'm very cautious when I go down this. I can tell people what the problem is first.
Okay.
And majority of the people out there don't know what the problem is, and that's that they don't know who they are. They're living on land that they don't own. They're renters in their own houses. The mortgages that they have are based on fraud. And I work with a gentleman. His name is Ken Dost. And you can find him on Facebook. I will give you the links to Ken. I'd feel more confident in Ken answering that question so that I don't do anyone any harm. What we have to understand is that so many decades the American people have been put in this position, and if you give them the wrong information, they can not only hurt others, but they can hurt themselves. And I want to be very cautious before I do that. However, I work with, as part of our effort, Resurrect the Republic and RTR Truth Media, several people that can answer those questions more specifically than I can. And they can direct you to research areas that, first of all, you have to understand this. There's no quick fix. There's no clicking your heels and I do this. You need to become well-informed. Our founders tried telling us this. You must immerse yourself in the information and research and read it, not just invoke it, right? It's like a Christian trying to take the Bible, throwing it down on the table and saying, I invoke this and I'm going to heaven. Well, it doesn't work that way, buddy. You know what I mean? You have to be diligent. So Ken Dost, and if you want, I can arrange a talk with you and he. If you want, you can attach it to this or you can attach the links to it, however you want to do it. But this is why we work as a team. What I do is teach people the history, where we went wrong, how we went wrong, who it is that's propagandized them, how they propagandized them, and what they propagandized them away from. Then Ken and my wife and other people pick up from there, and they take people usually individually and discuss this with them, because it does require a lot of effort and a lot of learning. You just can't invoke something. There is no quick fix, in other words.
For people who do want to dig in a bit more and do some of that learning that you mentioned that is available, there are links on your website at RTRTruthMedia.com.
I ask people to, if you want information regarding this, just send me an email at RTRTruthMedia@protonmail.com and let me know what it is specifically, because we have so many people that are trying to do different things, right? People that are interested in their property rights, there are people that are dealing with CPS, there's all of these areas of jurisdiction that people are trying to they're becoming assaulted by just an amazing variety of areas. So send me an email to rtrtruthmedia@protonmail.com and specifically as short and concise as you can, your problem, what you're looking for, and we'll direct you in the right direction to the right people. And that's the best way to do it.
You made me smile just now when you said about how we're being assaulted from all sides. We had an interview with Joel Salatin again, who said, "Everything I want to do is illegal," is the title of the – if he has a speech by that title. We have an interview with him by that title. So, folks, if you want a little bit of encouragement along the way, look up our "Everything I Want to Do is Illegal" interview with Joel Salatin. And just one example, Tom, is we have had numerous acquaintances who had, for example – when we lived in Minnesota, there were a lot of lake cottages that people had had through generations in their family. Typically, it was like the grandparents, and they handed it down to the parents, and the parents brought their children. So it was many generations of a family had enjoyed these lake cottages. And then with more interest in as populations grew and more people wanted to buy up property around the lake and so on, taxes started to kick in big time, and property value estimates went up a lot. And families that just wanted to just have this humble little place that they could get away to and enjoy some peace and solitude on the weekend or whatever, were finding that they were getting taxed right off of their ancestral getaway that their family had had, and they had to end up just letting it go because they couldn't afford to hold on to it.
Economic terrorism.
Yeah, and. So the average person, so we'll be quite interested in following up. Yes, I would appreciate making a connection with Ken Dost, because people who want to form a homestead, who want to do self-sufficient farming, who want to do self-reliance.
There's not one way to do it either. There's securing land patents. There's different ways that you can.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Resurrect the Republic. Truth Radio Broadcast. On RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Folks, if you want a little bit of encouragement along the way, look up our Everything I Want to Do is Illegal interview with Joel Salatin. And just one example, Tom, is we have had numerous acquaintances who had, for example, when we lived in Minnesota, there were a lot of lake cottages that people had had through generations in their family. Typically, it was like the grandparents, and they handed it down to the parents, and the parents were, brought their children. So it was many generations of a family had enjoyed these lake cottages. And then with more interest in as populations grew and more people wanted to buy up property around the lake and so on, taxes started to kick in big time, and property value estimates went up a lot. And families that just wanted to just have this humble little place that they could get away to and enjoy some peace and solitude on the weekend or whatever, were finding that they were getting taxed right off of their ancestral getaway that their family had, and they had to end up just letting it go because they couldn't afford to hold on to it.
Economic terrorism.
Yeah, and. So the average person, so we'll be quite interested in following up. Yes, I would appreciate making a connection with Ken Dost, because people who want to form a homestead, who want to do self-sufficient farming, who want to do self-reliance.
There's not one way to do it either. There's securing land patents. There's different ways that you can achieve that objective. But you do have to understand, people need to understand this, is that we have a formidable foe that is trying to undo these things. So you have to have a little bit of a backbone, and you can't be there. They'll try and scare you off of it. That doesn't mean that you can't achieve the objective that you set out. This isn't all about gloom and doom here. Okay. But they use a variety of methods to try and chase people away from the truth. And you have to be willing to be determined, to be as reasonable and level-headed as possible. You can't be a hothead, and you need to have a spine. And if you have these things and you have what I call faith in the Lord, you'll be all right. It can be accomplished. It's not all gloom and doom. We teach a lot of the bad stuff, so it's dark, but there is light at the end of the tunnel.
For those of you who are just joining us, it is Wednesday, September 26, 2018. We have been speaking with Tom Lacavera Stewart. He is a radio host at Resurrect the Republic at rtrtruthmedia.com. He's been talking with us about how we lost our knowledge and understanding of who we are and what our intrinsic rights are as citizens and as persons, and how we are connected to our rights that include the rights to exist and the rights to use our land. Tom, thank you for joining us this first time here on Reluctant Preppers.
Oh, my pleasure, my honor, and to your audience, God bless. Folks, that was our interview with Reluctant Preppers. I ask that all of you please go to Reluctant Preppers. They have such wonderful information. I really do appreciate their work. I've been following it, like I said, for some time. So you can reach them by going to YouTube, Reluctant Preppers YouTube channel. And they also have a Patreon. And I would also ask you to support their work. They do some really great work. So God bless them for all of their efforts. I am actually I'm on the other line right now with the Ryan Bundy for Governor campaign staff, and we're going to be having Ryan come back on soon, and hopefully is his campaign coordinator there as well. You guys know where I stand with Ryan Bundy. You guys out there in Nevada, you have to put principles over party. Don't keep complaining about the things that are wrong and not be willing to do something to act upon it. Folks, Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast. In the second hour, you'll be listening to Rudy and Aaron Davis. God bless. Welcome to the face of the new democracy. Here in the land of the not so free.